The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our special transmission and is about the great personality of Islam, Imamul Adilin, the second Khalifatul Muslimin, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now our topic is the greatness of Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great personality of Islam, whose justice, whose leadership, whose bravery, پوری دنیا کے اندر مشہور ہے, all around the corner, الحمدللہ عز و جل. صرف مسلمان ہی نہیں, جو غیر مسلم ہیں وہ بھی ان کی جسٹس اور ان کی بہادری کے جو ہے وہ چرچے کرتے ہیں. آج ہمارا ٹاپک دی گریٹنیس آف فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ انشاءاللہ عز و جل, اور ہمارے ساتھ انشاءاللہ مبلغین بھی ہوں گے. ول اسٹارٹ ود دا بلیسنگز آف درود پاک. دی بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہے سیڈ, ہو ایور سینڈز پیس اینڈ بلیسنگ اپون می ونس, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Topic, the greatness of Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, kya ان کی بلیسنگز ہیں, ان کے نام کی کیا برکتیں ہیں انشاءاللہ, اور کس طریقے سے اسلام قبول کیا. We will discuss about the blessed life, biography and the greatness of Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So stay with us inshallah. We'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran, phir inshallah kalam sunenge aur inshallah phir topic ke upar baat hogi inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ تیرا تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پلے غیر کی ٹھوکر پہ نہ ڈال جھڑکیاں کھائیں کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. حشر میں خود کو جو دے بکھر جاؤں گا حشر میں خود کو جو دیکھوں گا بکھر جاؤں گا آپ نے مر جاؤں اثر ہو کے لحد میں اتر جاؤں گا، بے خطر ہو کے لحد میں اتر جاؤں گا، اس سے بڑھ کر
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دا گریٹ پرسنالٹی آف اسلام ہوز جسٹس، اسپیشلی اسلام کی جو بہت ساری اسپیشلٹی ہیں ان میں ایک اسپیشلٹی از جسٹس، اور فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ امام العادلین ہیں، ان کا عدل جو ہے وہ پوری دنیا میں جو ہے وہ مانا جاتا ہے فاروقی عدل کے نام سے۔ تو انشاءاللہ آج وہ اس پرسنالٹی کے حوالے سے بات کریں گے، ان کی بہادری دیکھیں، ان کی جنروسٹی دیکھیں، ان کی طاقت کے اوپر بات کریں، اور پھر میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے کثیر فرامین جو ہیں ان کی شان میں ہیں، قرآن کی آیتیں جو ہیں ان کی رائے کے مطابق جو ہے وہ نازل ہوئی ہیں۔ سچ اے گریٹ پرسنالٹی جن کے بارے میں آج انشاءاللہ ہم بات کریں گے، فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، دی گریٹ پرسنالٹی آف اسلام۔ پرسنالٹی کے حوالے سے انشاءاللہ کو سنتے ہیں انشاءاللہ۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ عزیزہ، بیفور وی یو نو ڈیلو انٹو دی ٹاپک اینڈ دی گریٹنس آف مولا عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، لیٹس لسن ٹو سم بایوگرافی آف حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، ویئر دے ور بورن، ان وچ ایئر دے ور بورن، واٹ واز دی ڈفرنس بٹوین ایج آف بٹوین دیم اینڈ دی پروفیٹ علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ واٹ واز دیئر نیم بیفور دی پری اسلامک ایرا اینڈ ان دی اسلامک ایرا ایز ویل، ہاؤ دے ور کیپٹ پیور ایون بیفور ایون ایٹ دی ٹائم آف اگنورنس، the period of ignorance at that time. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they were born in Makkah al-Mukarramah 13 years after Aamul Fil, the year of the elephant, which corresponds to 583 AC. This was approximately 41 years before Hijra, the migration from Makkah to Medina Sharif. And it's mentioned that he was almost 10 years, 6 months younger than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and almost 13 years younger than the beloved Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned, says up, this is one of those, one of the few personalities that even in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, which is called the era of Jahiliyyah, as well as after embracing Islam, this mentions that they were named, the name kept the same, meaning before it was Umar, even after it was Umar. Allah. And it's mentioned that Umar means the one who makes something flourish. And it's mentioned, subhanallah, Islam also flourished through Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How did they flourish? What happened, etc. Inshallah, we will go through that as well. And therefore, it's mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu this name. Few titles that were given to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Farooq Azam as well. Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this title, Farooq. So these titles were given by the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, you mentioned Adal. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, briefly and summarizes in a perfect shir. صدق و عدل کرم و ہمت میں چار سو شوہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے
کیا بات ہے سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ جی وسیم بھائی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں
شاہ صاحب gave a beautiful introduction and شاہ صاحب you know what it is if you look at it you know someone has a role model in the world someone looks up to someone they don't only have love for that individual they have love for the companions now our role model the blessed personalities that we look up to is our everything is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and automatically then you have love for his companions that spend time with him that would go with him as well would go to the battles with him and just spend time with him as well and one of the greatest companions that used to spend time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his blessed company was Hazrat Farooq Azam radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu and chance if you look at it in this way it was due to the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him This shows you the love, this shows you the maqam of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's mentioned one amazing point regarding Hazrat Farooq Azam. He says, his embracing Islam was a victory, his migration was a help for the Muslims, his caliphate was a mercy for the Ummah, and by Allah we did not have the strength to offer salah in the Kaaba Sharif until he embraced Islam. So this shows you that, you know, before Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companions, they used to hide and they used to do ibadat at that time. Mm-hmm. But it was due to Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala that they openly worship. Today, alhamdulillah, wherever we go in the world, we can openly worship. And we got no problems at all. But it was that time, those 39 companions, they would find it difficult. For them, it was difficult to openly worship. But it was due to this great companion that they gave them the courage, the strength to worship openly. So this shows you the great status of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. There's many things that we would like to say, but one thing that I would just like to mention before we go back to Shah Sahib is, you know, especially today's day, inshallah azawajal, teach your children regarding Sayyidina Farooq Azam. And one thing I would say is that all the viewers on Madani channel, try to keep watching this program to the end. Know about, dekhe Shah Sahib, today what happens is you look up to someone. People are watching videos day and night. People are researching day and night because I like this person. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our greatest role model. So first of all, we should read about him, read about his biography, but at the same time, his companions. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has said that my companions are like stars. You follow one of them, you will be guided, inshallah. And one of the greatest companions is Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So especially on today's day, tomorrow inshallah azawajal, read about his life, listen about his life, what did he do, what was his actions like inshallah azawajal. You will also see blessings. And one beautiful thing that we hear from the narration Shah Sahib is, right now we are talking about the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So wherever the pious people are mentioned, Allah's mercy descends upon them. So if we want mercy to descend upon our houses, upon our households, then teach your children about the life of Sayyidina Farooq Azam. Inshallah, they will also learn, you will also learn, and inshallah, Allah will show his mercy upon your household, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya kahe Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke bare mein? Fateh Azam bhi hain, Imam al-Adilin bhi hain, Amir al-Mumineen bhi hain, Nasir al-Din Mubin bhi hain. Inke bare mein zikr kar rahe hain, to kehte hain, rahmaton ka nuzul hota hai. The greatest companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam ke bare in this world, His name is Umar. 39 جب لوگ اسلام قبول کر چکے تھے تو ہی از دا 48th ون تو ماشاء اللہ یہ بتانا اس کو عربی میں بھی متمم الاربعین اور یہ بڑا ایک زبردست وہ 40 کا ہنسا ویسے ہی جو ہے وہ ماشاء اللہ ایک پاور فل ہنسا ہوتا ہے الحمد للہ
سبحان اللہ جی از مینشن دیٹ آفٹر 39 انڈیویجوئلز ہیڈ ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ واز دی 40th پرسن ٹو ایکسیپٹ اسلام اینڈ سینس اف سبحان اللہ دی سیکنڈ خلیفہ Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their greatness, subhanAllah, what can be said? And so many things can be spoken about, their humility, their character, and their fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, their love for the sharia, their love for following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the second khalifa after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they would follow in the blessed footsteps of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. And say sir, just one brief point, and Naf Khan can read Ash'ar on this as well, the shayr I'm about to mention, that, you know, we're mentioning, say sir, this always comes through my mind, especially when we talk about the four righteous Khulafa Rashideen. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar, Usman, and Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That, look, we praise them, you know, their praises so much. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Usman, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But say, sir, where did they get all this tribute from? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. That, you know, anything, like, for example, all our praise we're doing today, this I was thinking, they say, sir, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, their qualities, so many ahadith, that the sun hasn't risen upon anyone more, except all these narrations. And then they got this tarbiyah, they got this fazila because of being linked to the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. And then the Shaykh says, he says that iksamta Ali, iksamta Umar, Siddiq idar, Usman udar. In jagmak, jagmak tarum, meaning these four Khulafa'i Rashideen, they are jagmak, jagmak tarum. Mahtabak alam kya hoga. Like this is the state of the followers of Rasulullah Ali salatu wasalam. Then what will be the state of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam?
Ik samt Ali, ik samt Umar Siddiq, idhar Usman udhar. Ik samt Ali, ik samt Umar Siddiq, idhar Usman udhar. In jagmag jagmag taron mein.
One particular point earlier regarding the Sunnah of the Prophet and this is something that we see consistently throughout, whether you look at the Sahaba Kiram or whether you look at the Awliya Kiram, that they used to follow the life of the Prophet. As soon as they find out that the Prophet did this action, they would do it as well. But Shah Sahib spoke about regarding Sayyidina Farooq Azam and how he followed the life of the Prophet. I just want to speak about the blessed son of Sayyidina Farooq Azam, how he used to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet. It's mentioned that wherever he remembered the Prophet, his tears would flow from his eyes. He would place his hand on the pulpit where the Prophet stood, and then he would pass it over his face as well. And it's mentioned that as soon as he found out that this is a Sunnah, he would act upon it. Once it's mentioned that he was traveling, and all of a sudden it's mentioned that he separated his way and he went separate. So his companions asked him that, why did you do this? What's the reason? And he goes that once I seen that the Prophet ﷺ also did this as well. So this shows you that the Sahaba Kiram, the Awliya Kiram, they would follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And not only that, they would pass this on to their children as well. So this shows you one thing as well. And we should try to implement this in our lives, that follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Because this is the teachings of the companions, the Awliya Kiram, all the pious people of Allah, that their goal was to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So this is something that we should try to implement in our lives as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is such a great leader ki wo raat ko utkar apni riyai ki khabar ki giri kiya karte the. Jate the, dekhte the, malum karte the, koi pareshan to nahi hai. Matlab aap gaur karein, agar aaj problems hai ye, aaj mulkon ke andar, ilaqon ke andar, shahron ke andar, community ke andar problem hai, lekin leadership kaisi hoti hai, ek leader ko kaisa hona chahiye, ye hame Farooq Azam radhi Allah ta'ala ki zindagi mein jitni fatuhat inke zamane mein hui hai musalmanon ki utni aur nahi hui. Aur ye jo Farooq Azam radhi Allah ta'ala no the, Allah ta'ala inke sadqe hamari maghfirat farmaye, itna kuch hone ke bawajood jinke bare mein hai hadees e paak mein ke Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radhi Allah ta'ala no narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who hated Sayyiduna Umar radhi Allah ta'ala no hated me, and the one who loved Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it is as if he loved me. Yani aap soche ki inki mohabbat aka alayhi salatu salam se mohabbat hai. Aur inse nafrat karna, inse bugz rakhna goya, aka alayhi salatu salam se nafrat aur bugz rakhna, itna rutba, itna, yake ye katai jannati hai. Mere aka ne bisharat diye jannat. Yani aap soche ki inye jaye wahan se shaitan bhaag jaye. میرا آقا فرماتے ہیں کہ اگر میرے بعد کوئی نبی ہوتا تو وہ عمر ہوتے، لیکن ان کے خوف خدا کا عالم یہ ہے کہ ایک صحابی رسول عبداللہ بن عیسیٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کہتے ہیں that there were two dark lines on the blessed face of سیدنا عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. یہ دو لائنیں کیا تھی؟ بلیک، چہرہ بڑا خوبصورت، اور یہ دو لائنیں بتایا جاتا ہے caused by tears due to excessive رونے کی وجہ سے، زیادہ رونے کی وجہ سے دو بلیک لائنیں بن گئی تھی. اب اتنا بڑا مقام، اتنا بڑا رتبہ، کثرت سے روتے تھے، خوف سے روتے تھے. ان کی سٹیٹمنٹ، ان کے علاوہ کوئی ایسا لیڈر نہیں ہے کہ جس کی یہ سٹیٹمنٹ آئی ہے کہ نہر فرات کے کنارے اگر کوئی بکری کا بچہ بھی مر جائے تو عمر کو یہ ڈر ہے کہ قیامت میں اس سے اس کے بارے میں نہ پوچھا جائے. اور ان کے بارے میں یہ ہے کہ جب ان کا انتقال ہوا مدینے سے سینکڑوں میل دور، جو ہے ایک جو ہے وہ چرواہا شیفرڈ جو ہوتا ہے وہ اناؤنس کرتا ہے کہ آج عمر کا انتقال ہو گیا، عمر کا انتقال. لوگ کہتے ہیں کیا ہو گیا تمہارے کو؟ اچھا وہاں کوئی موبائل سسٹم تو تھا نہیں اس دور میں، آج بیٹھے نا یہاں بھیجا تو بریکنگ نیوز ہو گئی کہ یہ ہو گیا وہ ہو گیا. نہ کوئی ایسا سسٹم تھا، نہ کوئی کمیونیکیشن کا سسٹم تھا کہ نیو. کہتے تم اتنی دور بیٹھے ہو، تمہیں کیسے پتا حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا انتقال ہو؟ کمال کی بات کی. کہنے لگا کہ میری بکریاں جو ہے، جب سے فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی حکومت آئی ہے، میری بکریاں آزادی کے ساتھ جنگل میں جاتی تھی، چرتی تھی. آج پہلی دفعہ کسی بھیڑیے نے میری بکری کو جو ہے وہ پکڑ کر لے گیا ہے. اس سے مجھے پتا چلا کہ آج فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ دنیا سے انتقال کر گئے. اور جب معلوم کیا گیا تو پتا چلا واقعی اسی دن فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا انتقال ہوا تھا. یعنی یہ ان کی ایک مطلب مقام دیکھیں، ان کا رتبہ دیکھیں، لیکن اس کے بعد بھی خوف خدا میں رونا. آج ہمارے یہاں ذرا سا منصب مل جائے تو مسجد میں آنا چھوڑ دیتا ہے. تھوڑا سا رتبہ مل جائے اس کی وہی الگ ہوتی، میرے لیے آگے کرسی کیوں نہیں رکھی ہے، مجھے آگے کیوں نہیں بٹھایا گیا. اور یہ وہ ہستی ہیں جن کے بارے میں ہم بات کر رہے ہیں کہ جاتے تھے راستے میں کہیں نیند، ہم کہتے جی ہمیں تو فلاں ہوٹل چاہیے، میں اتنی بڑی پرسنالٹی ہوں، میرے لیے اچھا انتظام ہونا چاہیے، میرے لیے لوگ قطار میں کھڑے ہونے چاہیے. بٹ لک ایٹ دا لیڈرشپ، لک ایٹ دا کوالٹیز آف دا لیڈر. یہ سکسیسفل لیڈر ہیں، مسلمانوں کے عظیم رہنما، اس کو کہتے ہیں لیڈر. اسی لیے آج دنیا کے چاروں کونوں میں فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کا نام جو ہے وہ جگمگا رہا ہے.
سبحان اللہ. سید صاحب، دی گریٹنس حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، اینڈ ایون وین دے وار آفرڈ گیون اے نیو شرٹ ٹو ویئر ایز ویل، اینڈ دے لکڈ ایٹ اٹ اینڈ دین دے ٹک دی اولڈ ون بیک اینڈ دے گو دی سویٹ، دس ون ڈزنٹ ٹیک اے پروفیٹ ایٹسیٹرا. بٹ لک، دس واز دی ہیومیلٹی، دس واز دی ہمبلنس، اینڈ وی شوڈ ٹیک دیٹ ایز اے لیسن on board as well. And see, sir, the excellences of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned by the Prophet Ali salatu wa salam, the first one was that ma tala'at ash-shamsu ala rajulin khayr min Umara, that the sun did not rise on any man better than Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, tarjumane nabi ham zabane nabi jaan shaan adalat pe lakhon salam. And is mentioned in Sunan Tirmidhi, says sir, that is mentioned that a heavenly person will come to you. And then is mentioned that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived.
Subhanallah.
So this is one of the guarantees that Mawla Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a heavenly person. So this is why our Shaykh Amir Sunnat Dawud Barakatuh gave this nara, har sahabiyya nabi jannati jannati, that every companion is destined for paradise. Radiallahu anhum wa radu'an, they are pleased with Allah, Allah is pleased with them. Subhanallah. And says, so these are the excellences, few excellences mentioned by the Prophet Ali salatu wa salam for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And says that this is something that we should take in a consideration, and in particularly embed this biography of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in our children's lifestyle as well. And says that I was reading the seerah of a certain sultan that recently was alive, passed away from the Ottoman Empire. And one of the traditions that they had, says was that before they went on to the Masnad, their throne, the sultans that they were at that time, and it used to be mentioned to them, for example, a public ceremony, says that was held. So before he would go onto the throne, the guards at that time, before he sat on the throne, the guards at the time would say, O Sultan, Allah is bigger than you.
Allah
is bigger than you. So the humility, the ajizi, the humbleness of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that, is immense. And inshallah, and if we embed that into our life, inshallah, so you'll see many
changes. Khuda ke fazl se main hoon, گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا کرم اللہ کا ہر دم نبی کی مجھ پہ رحمت ہے رحمت ہے مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا صحابہ
کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
ہر صحابی نبی
جنتی
چار یاران نبی
جنتی جنتی
سب صحابیات بھی
جنتی جنتی
حضرت صدیق بھی
جنتی جنتی
اور عمر فاروق بھی
جنتی جنتی
عثمان غنی
جنتی جنتی
فاطمہ اور علی
جنتی جنتی
والدین نبی
جنتی جنتی
ہر صحابی نبی
جنتی جنتی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جی منیب بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں انشاءاللہ مزید کہنے کو تو بہت کچھ ہے. فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی خاص طور پہ جو ان کی بہادری کے ساتھ ساتھ جو ہے ان کے جو واقعات ہیں مدد کرنے کے حوالے سے انشاءاللہ عز و جل ان پہ انشاءاللہ خاص طور پہ عدل کے حوالے سے بھی بات کریں گے, خاص طور پہ ان کی کرامتیں جو ہیں وہ بھی بہت ساری ہیں انشاءاللہ اس کے حوالے سے بات کریں گے.
As we were reciting the kalam, I had a glance at the time as well. I got so less time left and so much to discuss. And in regards to the greatness of Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, that they were such individuals, say sahab, that when they accepted Islam, even the inhabitants of heavens, they rejoiced.
Subhanallah.
That this individual had accepted Islam.
Asman walon ne khushiyan
manayi. Even is mentioned, as mentioned, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself granted knowledge to Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So this direct tarbiyat of Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam, this can be seen in the life of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is another greatness of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that's mentioned, says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the strength of the khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how strong the khilafat would be as well. And is mentioned, as Wasim early on mentioned as well, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him to accept Islam. So someone accepts Islam on the dua of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, then you can imagine how great that person's rank is. And similarly, as you mentioned as well, that this proves our aqeedah as well, that if there was to be a prophet after me, it would be Umar. لَكِنْ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. But there is no prophet after me. So this is the rank and the greatness of Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also mentioned that love for Umar is a guarantor for one's faith. Meaning as Umar, if your love for Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, then that will be a guarantor. Meaning if someone asks for your guarantee, what's your guarantee that you're on Iman? That love for Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه will be sufficient as a guarantor. It's also mentioned that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was granted the glad tidings of paradise from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And so many other things that we can mention regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and how they loved their blessed, how they lived their blessed life, how they were to their own blessed wives, how they were to their relatives, how they were to the fuqara, the masakeen of that time. As you mentioned as well, even at night, they would go and help individuals. And this was, you can see in the biography of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you can see glimpses of what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught them and how they embedded that in their life. And similarly, we should embed at least certain things from their blessed life, which we can do. Adopt humility, despite having such a big name, despite being feared by so many individuals, we need to learn this lesson that we should develop humility, humbleness, that even at the end. And there's one narration as well that, make me better than your good thinking of me.
Allah.
And this was the greatness of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that even despite being great, every companion knew the shan and the maqam of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But despite that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed, you know, so much humility, so much humbleness. And this was something myself first included, and then the Madani channel, viewers of Madani channel, they can take this on board, that following the footsteps of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
MashaAllah. Hazrat Umar wo hain jin ke dastarkhan pe kabhi do salan jama nahi hue. Ab leadership ki baat karte hain, aaj kehte hain ki ji hamare saath ये हो रहा है हमारे साथ, वो हो रहा है. मैं कहता हूँ कि इतने हमारे सामने प्राइम एग्जाम्पल है फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु की, कि आज किसी को कोई ऑनरशिप मिलती है, किसी को किसी चीज की कोई क्या कहते हैं, ठीक है, एक निगरानी मिल जाती है, जिम्मेदारी मिल जाती है, ऑनरशिप मिलती है, उनके नीचे कुछ लोग होते हैं, 2-5 हजार लाख जो भी हो, मैं कहता हूँ, लेकिन कयामत में हिसाब तो होगा ना, पूछा तो जाएगा. आज फिक्र नहीं है. और फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु अमीरुल मोमिनीन, रात को उठकर रोने लग जाते थे, कतई जन्नती है. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की जबाने हक से इनको जन्नत की बिशारत मिली है, गारंटीड जन्नती. और लेकिन इनका हाल ये था कि इनके घर वाले कहते हैं कि अक्सर ये रात को उठकर रोने लग जाते थे बिस्तर पे, और मैं पूछती थी अमीरुल मोमिनीन क्या हुआ है, तो फरमाते थे कि मुझे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की उम्मत की खिलाफत मिली है, इनमें मिस्कीन भी है, ज़ईफ भी है, बूढ़े भी हैं, यतीम भी हैं, मजलूम भी है. मुझे डर लगता है अल्लाह मुझसे इन सब के बारे में सवाल करेगा, मुझे जो कोताही हुई तो मैं अल्लाह उसके रसूल को क्या जवाब दूंगा. आज कौन फिक्र करता है, ठीक है, जो होता है होने दें, हिसाब दिया हिसाब देना है. बल्कि इनकी स्टेटमेंट जो मैंने पहले अर्ज की कि नहर फुरात के किनारे अगर बकरी का बच्चा भी मर गया तो मुझे डर है कि कहीं मुझसे इसके बारे में हिसाब ना लिया जाए. एक और जगह पर स्टेटमेंट है कि कहीं दजला के दूर दराज इलाके में भी किसी खच्चर को चलते हुए ठोकर लग जाए तो मैं डरता हूं कि अल्लाह मुझसे ये सवाल ना करे, ए उमर तूने वो रास्ता ठीक क्यों नहीं कराया था. मतलब ये जानवरों के बारे में भी जो है ये इस तरीके से डर रहे हैं. खौफ खुदा देखें तो आज अगर हम भी वही खौफ खुदा आ जाए, वही अदल आ जाए, वही फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु की जो क्वालिटीज थी, अगर हम इसी को फॉलो करने लग जाएं तो वो दिन दूर नहीं है कि इंशाल्लाह आप दोबारा देखेंगे कि मुसलमान तरक्कियों की तरफ गामजन है. आज धोखादही के अंदर, आज इस तरीके से जरा सी कोई रुतबा मिल जाता है तो तकब्बुर आ जाता है, इंसान दूसरों को छोटा समझने लगता है. किस तरह गुलाम के साथ इनका, उसको ऊंट पर सवार कराते, खुद जमीन पे चल रहे होते उसके साथ. हमारे तो ये होता है कि नहीं नहीं पता चले मैं बिग बॉस हूँ तो वो आगे ही बैठेगा, वो हमेशा नीचे ही बैठ के खाएगा और मैं सेठ हूँ. लेकिन फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला की सीरत में पढ़े तो एक लीडर को कैसा होना चाहिए. अच्छा, आप सारे लीडर किस मायनों में, आप घर के ऑनर भी हैं, आपके नीचे घर वाले हैं, घर के साथ कुछ ना हर कोई है. अगर आपको कामयाब कैसे होना है, अगर आप फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला की सीरत को पढ़ना शुरू कर दें तो अल्लाह ने चाहा तो कामयाबी होगी
इंशाअल्लाह. You know, people might be thinking that, okay, he was in a ruling position, but everyone has got some sort of responsibility, whether it's the home, whether it's the business, or whether it's amongst other people. Everyone's got some sort of responsibility. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, one of his quality was that he would always fear accountability. He would always ponder about accountability. For example, there's that one, it's a very lengthy parable, but once he was passing and he seen that there was one tent and there was smoke coming out from him. So he went there and he asked, what's going on here? Why are you cooking? And it's mentioned that the woman, she said that basically, my children, they have been crying all night. So I'm just boiling water and I want them to just quickly fall asleep. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, in other words, the part that I wanted to mention, he went home and he mentioned that he got a bag of flour. And it's mentioned that he carried that on his shoulders and brought it to that woman's house to go and have them feed their particular family. So it's very, very important that whatever responsibility we have, we try to fulfill it to our maximum, inshallah, azawajal. Because everything that we are doing, especially when we are in a responsibility role, we are going to be asked about this on the Day of Judgment. So it's very, very important. But Shasa, one final thing that I wanted to mention, time is short. One amazing saying which I would like to discuss here of Sayyidina Farooq Azam. He says, that person who discloses my faults to me is dearer to me. Now, this particular quote, Shasa, you know, today what happens is that we amongst people, we don't want anybody to tell us any bad quality of us. All we want is that you're doing good, this is good. But anybody that starts to say something negative about us, we don't like it, even though it could be true. But this particular narration of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, that person who discloses my fault is dear to me. So, you know, if someone does come to us and mentions the fault to us, and this fault exists amongst us, we should accept it wholeheartedly and we should try to look at ways to resolve it. But today what happens is people want to hear the qualities, but any negative thing, or even if it's a fault, we don't want to hear it. But we should, okay, regarding faults, we are not perfect. There's always room for improvement. So we should always be accepting this. But on the other hand, I would like to mention here, that sometimes, you know, when someone mentions a fault of someone, it's in a way to tease them or bring them down or in a full gathering. It shouldn't be like this. Yes, if you got the understanding, mention it in a way that the person won't mind. It's not the case that, okay, you got this fault and you mention in front of everyone as well. It should be alone as well. But this particular narration of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that even if you look at Amirul Sunnah, one amazing incident that we just heard a couple of months ago, Abdullah Bibai says that one individual came to Amirul Sunnah, he mentioned a list of complaints. Amirul Sunnah, instead of showing him out, it's mentioned that he took him on board and he said to him, each day that I do Madani Muzakara in the month of Ramadan, you're going to tell me all the mistakes that I did. This is the mindset of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we should, unfortunately people think that they're perfect and everything is perfect in their life. It shouldn't be that way. If we've got any faults and someone is telling us, we should accept it and try to resolve it at the same time, inshaAllah.
He says that the last final message is, that when it comes to Sahaba Kiram, Alim Ridwan, and Ahlul Bayt, and the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that fear Allah regarding my companions. And the one who loves them has done it so because out of love for me. And the one who has said anything about them or hated them has done it out of hatred for me. So then this is something that we should take on board, that love each and every single companion of the Prophet ﷺ, in particularly the four Khulafa'i Rashideen. And do not disrespect any companion. And Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, Sahaba summarized this beautifully in the following shade, that Ahl Sunnat ka hai bera, par ashabi huzur, najm hai aur nau hai itrat Rasulullah.
Subhanallah. Akhir mein, the beautiful narration of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is the pleasure of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the pleasure of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the pleasure of Allah Almighty. سمپل کیا بات ہے ان کی رضا اللہ عز و جل کی رضا اور کیا چاہیے آپ کو تو ہمیں کیا کرنا چاہیے ہمیں ان کی باتوں پر عمل کرنا ہے ان کی سیرت کو اپنانا ہے اور ایسوں کے ساتھ نہیں بیٹھنا جو وسوسے ڈالتے ہیں پلیز اپنے آپ کو سیف کریں اپنے ایمان کو سیف کریں ڈونٹ سٹ ان سچ گیدرنگ جو ہمیں عجیب عجیب سے وسوسے دلاتی بلکہ ان کے ساتھ بیٹھنا چاہیے جو مزید صحابہ کی محبت ڈالتے ہیں جو مزید اولیاء کی محبت ڈالتے ہیں جو مزید انبیاء کرام کی محبت دلوں میں ڈالتے ہیں صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah The path